Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. Praying sisters listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for your sister that's listening today that she starts to really get in tune with the Spirit and become very just sensitive to hearing him and very humble and tender hearted, so that she can be governed by him and just bear more fruit for your glory, and then also for her salvation, safekeeping for her loved ones, and that she can be fully prepared, having that ear to hear when the United States is judged by you. Ask all these for your Father, Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so talking about just going through times of judgment, Isaiah chapter 33, and then also talking about in Amos, but just going off on a moment and talking about the importance of being able to hear the Spirit, okay, and being governed by the Spirit, okay. This is Hebrews chapter 12, starting at verse 5. It says, "And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, my son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth, and every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not?" Okay. So a lot of times when it comes to chastening of the Spirit, okay, or from the Father through the Spirit, happens through the Spirit, but it happens usually outwardly with most people, okay? They reach a point where the conviction came and they didn't hear it, and they just kind of went around their business and they get chastened. Something happens, you know, outwardly, typically in this place, you know, carnally or something like that, or whatever, and they get chased and they realize, oh, I didn't listen. I was supposed to listen. Okay, Lord, I'm sorry. Now, ideally, what you want to do is catch this before it gets to that point, okay? Now, the thing is, though, is you need to be extremely tender-hearted for this to work, okay? And there's so many scriptures about having a tender heart, okay? This is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 7 says, "And again, he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts." Okay, that's talking about like faith and stuff like that, right? And then this is Mark chapter 8, okay, after Jesus feeds the multitude with a miracle. And then he's talking to the disciples about taking bread, or I'm sorry, the leaven of the Pharisees. And they worry because they think they forgot bread, okay? And it says, "And when Jesus knew it, he said unto them, why reason ye because ye have no bread? Receive ye not yet, neither understand. Have ye hardened your heart?" Okay, so they don't understand. They don't need to worry about bread. Jesus is going to take care of them, okay? But they've hardened their heart already to his care and his provision for them, okay? And it's the same basic principle with the Spirit. What will happen is it'll be very slight, okay? But if you have a real... If you pray for your heart to be humble, you'll get it and you'll feel it, okay? A lot of times people pass it up and then they have to go to the next phase of chastening, which is where something happens outwardly to get their attention. But if you're, just like I talked on the previous podcast, if you are trying to be governed by the Holy Spirit and trying to have him govern a task, because you need to test the Spirit. See, a lot of times people think they hear the Spirit, but they just kind of go, oh, yep, that was the Holy Spirit. And they kind of don't really test it. You do want to test it so you can, it's just like a skill. You want to get really good at hearing him, okay? Because once again, it's going to be so important. That's going to be the number one thing that's going to take care of you when the United States burns. So many people are getting caught up in things like money and having their own food growing and guns and just all types of carnal stuff. And that's not what's going to keep you. It's the Holy Ghost, okay? It's the Holy Ghost. He's going to let you know what you need, okay? And he's also from moment to moment, day to day, second to second, okay, going to talk to you if you listen and say, don't go there, okay? Don't look there. You're going to get that a lot. So many people have demons, and those demons are going to hit the activation button, okay, when this place is judged, okay? Don't look there, okay? Go to a different store today. Okay, go over there today, and you need to be able to hear him. Okay, all right. Don't take that medication. Don't do this, and you won't know A lot of times that's him until afterwards when it's revealed. Either you obeyed him or disobeyed, and then you can see him. But you ideally want to continually hear him and just obey him. And the way that that happens is, for example, you're doing a task, okay, and you're trying to let the Holy Spirit govern you, okay, and you don't listen. It doesn't go well. You'll feel just a very slight discomfort inwardly, okay, like, ah. Okay, it's very small and it's very slight, but it's like you missed something that was good. Okay, and this is Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10. It says, "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people." So it happens, the first phase of chastening happens really slight, and it's in the heart, okay? It's like, ah, that didn't go well, okay? Or, ah, I missed something good there, okay? Or, ah, I could have had a really great time, you know? Let's say he's calling you to like worship him and give thanks while you're working, but you get caught up in it, okay? In your job, and in the flesh gets ahead of the Holy Spirit, and you don't do it. You're like, I could have spent that whole time just giving thanks, and then my job would be done and it would have been correct. Ah, but a lot of times, what people do is they get that feeling inwardly and that discomfort, and they just kind of faith it away. Sometimes people use faith to try and get rid of the Holy Ghost, and it's just not true. You need to receive it, it's a good thing, because what happens is it burns, and you want to pray for it to burn inwardly and pray, oh, okay, I hear you, Lord. I'm not going to harden my heart, okay? I'm not going to resist it and say, no, it was fine, I did it okay, everything's okay, I just have faith, you know what I mean? And kind of, you know, just tell yourself everything's okay to get rid of that discomfort. That discomfort is a blessing, because what happens is, and if you're wise, you'll ask for it to increase sevenfold and to really feel it, because like it says in the scriptures, it's temporary, it's for a moment that chastening. But what will happen is the next time when you go to do the same thing in your same exact situation, you'll stop because you'll remember that pain and discomfort in your heart. And number two, you won't go to the second phase, which is when you actually have to be chastened outwardly. You'll avoid that whole thing altogether, which is wonderful. Okay. But then also too, the next time you go, you'll have that burn, that sort of ouch. Okay. That really hurt last time and I let it hurt. I'm not going to do that this time. And then you'll have a change. You'll have fruit. Okay. You'll be more obedient. Okay, and then you'll see how the Holy Spirit talks to you, and you'll start to develop that ear to hear, and it'll go well. And then there you go. You just had a victorious, you know, afternoon or whatever it is, or morning, whatever time it is that you're doing it, a victorious time with Him where you grew and you got closer to Him and you developed a more of an ear to hear. You understand how He talks, okay? And then it'll be much easier later on with other things too, okay? So I'll leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she has a fruitful day. Sorry about that. A fruitful day. Abounding in the Spirit, and just glorifying you, and just bearing fruit for your glory. Ask all these prayers to you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.